What's in it for you? Ideas for using the 2006 mutual theme. These ideas could be used by young women or Aaronic priesthood classes as a combined activity or in family home evening. They may also fulfill experiences in personal progress and duty to God. Consider having the teens give a presentation about church standards and provide everyone in your ward with a copy of the wallet sized For the Strength of Youth. As Aaronic priesthood quorums and young women classes, show others in your community your light by doing a service project that will make a difference. Invite others from the community to help. Highlight the talents and creativity in your ward. Write a poem or story, compose a musical number, choreograph a dance, memorize scriptures, or do a dramatic reading. Invite parents and ward members to a display and program showcasing these talents. After reading the Book of Mormon, write your testimony in the front of a copy. Give it to a friend, or save this book to give to your future children. Each time you read the Book of Mormon, add to the written testimony in this copy. If your church building is close to your school, plan a seminary breakfast and invite some of your non-member classmates. Explain what you do at seminary. Identify specific ways you can be a light for others. Pick one to incorporate into your life. Say hello to 10 people who you normally don't greet at school. Try this with 10 different people every day for 2 weeks. Report to your young women or Aaronic priesthood class about the results. Look in the hymn book for all the songs that have to do with light or Christ. As a class, pick one of these hymns to learn. Sunday lesson helps. In addition to the resource guides printed in May and November in the Ensign, young women and Aaronic priesthood teachers may find these additional resources helpful in enhancing lessons 1 through 5. Young Women Manual 1. Lesson 1, A Daughter of God. Poster, Shrinking Standards, this issue, page 17. Susan W. Tanner, We Are Daughters of Our Heavenly Father, Who Loves Us, New Era, October 2003, page 10. Lesson 2, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Henry B. Eyring, Always Remember Him, New Era, December 2005, page 12. Ezra Taft Benson, The Greatest Event in History, New Era, April 2004, page 44. Lesson 3, Following the Example of Jesus Christ, Nancy Checketts, Caroling with Chrislyn, New Era, December 2005, page 26. Q&A, Struggle to Always Remember Him, New Era, January 2005, page 16. Lesson 4, Seeking the Companionship of the Holy Ghost. H. David Burton, Who's Asking? New Era, December 2003, page 38. Q&A, Difference Between Inspiration and My Own Thoughts. New Era, April 2003, page 16. Lesson 5, Finding Joy in Our Divine Potential. Cecil O. Samuelson, What Does It Mean to Be Perfect? This issue, page 10. Gordon B. Hinckley, How Can I Become the Woman of Whom I Dream? New Era, November 2001, page 4. Aaronic Priesthood Manual 1. Lesson 1, The Priesthood. H. David Burton, Richard C. Edgley, Keith B. McMullen, The Miracle of the Priesthood. New Era, April 2004, page 12. Thomas S. Monson, Priesthood Power. New Era, May 2001, page 4. Lesson 2, The Calling of a Deacon. Christine Reed, The Deacons of Coventry, New Era, January 2005, page 12. Judith P. Taylor, Here I Come, Dad, New Era, April 2001, page 26. Lesson 3, Administering the Sacrament. Matthew Baker, Sacrament Service, New Era, October 2002, page 20. John W. Yardley, Happiness Every Week. New Era, May 2004, page 12. Lesson 4, Gathering Fast Offerings. Q&A, Should Give Fast Offerings, Even If It Is Small. New Era, May 2003, page 16. Mark E. Squires, You Can't Fit a Chicken in an Envelope. New Era, May 2001, page 38. Lesson 5, Faith in Jesus Christ. Henry B. Eyring, Always Remember Him. New Era, December 2005, page 12. Stephen E. Robinson, Believing Christ. New Era, April 1994, page 46. End of Sunday Lesson Helps. End of What's in It for You?